Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. Today on the show, we have an email from, I don't know who, but I will read it.
From Canada.
Canada, okay. Hi, Ben and Nathan. Thanks for putting out the podcast every week. For American law schools, personal statements seem to be pretty open-ended assignments. I don't think this is true for every law school in Canada, but the University of Calgary and the University of British Columbia, the two schools I hope to be choosing between this fall, provide us with specific writing prompts. For example, to write the U of C's statement of interest, apparently that's what they call it, which is equivalent to a personal statement, we're given the following prompts. You must answer the following three questions within a maximum of 500 words in total. So you have to answer three questions. That's interesting. One, how have your previous experiences and academic choices influenced your decision to apply to law school? Why are you interested in attending U Calgary Law specifically? What would you like to do with your law degree? Any reactions to those three questions before we go on?
Well, the first and the third ones are not specific at all to University of Calgary. The question in the middle says, why are you interested in attending U Calgary Law specifically? The fact that they said specifically does make me think that you are required to answer that question specifically. Yeah. I think that lots of times law schools just accidentally name drop themselves in their personal statement prompt because they love saying their own name. And I don't think they really necessarily mean it, at least in the United States. You know, we should point out, we just saw Ben recording our other podcast, Thinking LSAT, which does come out weekly. On that podcast, we just talked about how the average number of applications per applicant is like seven-ish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But those tend to come in bunches, so it's more like one or two for most applicants.
Yep.
And then 20 or 25 or 30 for very savvy applicants.
Sure.
If you're going to apply in the United States, if you're applying to 25 law schools, you definitely don't have time to specifically talk about every law school.
Yeah.
It's not genuine anyway. Right?
No, it's never genuine.
I mean, it's like, no, truth is I'm applying to every school in the top 25.
I'm right? going to take whoever gives me the best offer.
Yeah. Whoever gives me the best scholarship, that's where I'm going. That's the US game. In Canada, it seems much different. They don't have crazy scholarships. They don't have wildly inflated tuitions, just inflated tuitions, not wildly inflated tuitions like we do in the US. And it doesn't look to me like applicants apply to nearly as many schools, which means you have time to, you know, respond to their specific prompts.
Yeah.
Want to look at the UBC ones?
Sure. Reapplicants must provide a new statement of interest in their reapplication.
That was for okay. Calgary.
Mm-hmm. Got it. What catches my attention is that it says you must answer each question. Okay, here are the prompts from UBC. One, for general applicants, the personal statement will be a series of short questions on the online application.
So it's not even one statement. It's chunked, broken up into chunks.
Okay, chunk number one, maximum 500 words. Tell us why you would like to study law at UBC. And how your past education, employment, extracurricular activities, and or other experiences have prepared you for the study of law.
See, that to me looks like them name dropping themselves without really necessarily meaning it.
Yeah, you could say this for any school.
I think you could say, I am interested in studying law at UBC because, and then focus on your past education, employment, extracurricular activities, and or other experiences that have prepared you for the study of law. I think if you, like, they name dropped themselves, and if you name drop them back, I think you're going to be fine. I mean, they're not saying, why are you interested in studying law at UBC specifically, like the Calgary prompt said.
This is interesting. I think their prompt is inviting people to draw conclusions where people should resist them, right? Like when it says, how have your experiences prepared you for the study of law? People are inclined to say, well, you know, this has helped me do this and this has helped me do that. Whereas in reality, I still feel like they should stick to our blueprint of just talking about what you did and letting the reader draw conclusions about how that prepares you for law.
Yeah, just talk about, by all means, talk about your education and or employment and or extracurriculars. By all means, talk. Yes, it's supposed to be personal. It's supposed to be about you. So write about all those things. But how those things have prepared you for the study of law, you can omit all that. They're going to reach those conclusions on their own, or they're not. If you make the conclusions, they're going to resist the conclusions.
Even though they're asking for them. This is where the person does not know specifically what they want, and they're asking for something that's going to invite you to do something you shouldn't do.
Hey, the people in the admissions office who write these prompts, they're not like, no insult to people in admissions offices, but these are not like the best and brightest of the law school. These are people who have normal jobs working in the admissions office. They don't practice law. They're not like experts in advocacy. They're, I don't know. We've just seen them do all sorts of dumb things. And I think this is an example where they're going to actually decrease the quality of their applications because of the way they phrased that question.
Yeah. Okay. Segment two, maximum 400 words. Tell us about a time when you considered whether to intervene to correct an injustice, what you decided to do.
Wow. They're really inviting
like the bullshit.
Hey man, it's British Columbia. You're going to be hanging out in Vancouver for 3 years. Smoking dope and learning how to become a justice, social justice lawyer. It's great. It's awesome. I mean, if they are legitimately interested in that, that's awesome. I think Canada is more civilized than the United States in a lot of different ways.
Okay. Well,
how are you going to answer that question?
You got to keep it real. You got to keep it to stuff that you've actually experienced recently, right? Like maybe something at work. You don't need to invent anything or spin a yarn to make this bigger.
I know how I would answer it.
Yeah.
I would answer, it doesn't say you have to actually have intervened. It says, tell us about a time when you considered whether to intervene. I think the best response to that could be where you decided that no action was the best action.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of applicants who feel the need to show that they encountered a situation and decided to take action, and they might have made themselves look foolish.
Unintentionally, right? I think you can make yourself look like a problem. You can make yourself look like an asshole. You can make yourself look like you have poor judgment. And I'll give you, this is not probably the thing that I would actually write about here, but you know, just in miniature, I played in a golf tournament on Sunday, and one of the dudes that I was playing with was like marginally cheating at golf, but very, very marginally. Okay. What he was doing was not putting out his like 6-inch putts. When I play in tournaments, I play everything all the way into the hole, like rules of golf. It has to go in the hole. That's the game. Right. But in casual golf, people give themselves putts or they give their friends putts all the time, where it's like, it's 6 inches away from the hole. You'll just knock it back to the other player because like, you're not going to miss it.
Yeah.
The problem is there is a slippery slope there and people get more and more, you know,
aggressive,
cavalier. Yeah. They get lazier and lazier essentially about putting in those putts. And then eventually you end up with an 18-incher or a 24-incher and you're just kind of slapping it at the hole and it misses, but you pretend it went in.
Yeah.
And so that's what these guys were doing. And it's buddies of mine and they don't play a lot of tournament golf. And I thought about being the dick and saying, hey, you know, in tournaments, we do play the whole ball all the way into the hole. Ultimately, I thought about it for a second and I'm like, well, these guys are 10 shots out of the money anyway. They're not going to, who gives a shit? They're not going to win any money. They're not like, who are they hurting by this lazy indiscretion? And I just decided not to say shit about it because I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
That's kind of the right. Do you know what I'm saying, Ben? That's like kind of, I think the right response or would be a really good response here.
Well, I love it because it's current, right? So many people are going to go back to middle school or high school. Or
I knew dunk. When Johnny pulled the pigtails of Maria that it was a, it's like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Nobody wants to hear about that.
Yeah. And okay. How you stood up and you got in a fight. Like, and then, so it's recent. It's also down to earth. It's not like I can see people like taking a situation that's really not that big of an injustice and trying to oversell it as a big injustice, right? Like you could do that very thing. You could be like, and they weren't putting it into the hole. Oh my God. And it's just like, what? Like you really, you have to be real. You have to be, I don't know what I'm trying to say there, but.
Yeah. I think that could be a good example though, where it's like you thought about it and you decided that even though you were technically in the right, you decided to exercise discretion.
Yep.
That's a very lawyerly idea, you know, that like the district attorney is not supposed to prosecute every single person that they might be able to prosecute. Right. It's not just like theoretically, can I convict somebody? It's rather, is this somebody worth convicting?
Yeah.
Should I, in this exact situation, should I file these charges? Because I don't have to.
Yep.
And judges make all kinds of judgment calls like that. And everybody makes a lot of judgment calls. And I think you could show yourself as being wise here, even if you decided not to intervene to correct that injustice.
Yep.
Okay.
Segment number three, maximum 400 words. Tell us about how equity and diversity have mattered in your life.
Read the rest of this.
Okay. What advice would the two of you give for dealing with these? Should we still use the I am, I did, I do format? And how the hell do we even begin to answer that last UBC question? P.S. You can call me G in the podcast. Well, G, that last question is tough. Tell us about equity and how equity and diversity have mattered in your life. Again, you got to keep it real. You got to keep it down to earth, not try to make some grand statement about the world.
No, they're asking you about your life. It's supposed to be about you.
Yeah.
I think if you could, I mean, I don't know, just spitballing, but if you could come up with an idea about, or just like remember a time where you were on a team and the diversity of the team mattered. So
it helped in some practical way.
Yeah. Or there was a lack of diversity on the team and it hurt your team. That would be fine too.
Yeah.
You know, the executive committee made all these decisions because, you know, and it turns out that we made a bunch of bad decisions because we were a bunch of white guys. And when it got out into a more diverse audience, we had forgotten a bunch of stuff. Yep. Something like that would be a good way to speak about the diversity issue.
Yeah.
Equity. I don't know.
What it's tough. Mean? I mean, well, there are times in life when people feel like they're not treated fairly. You have to be careful that you don't whine about anything, but you could talk about how maybe someone else that you knew in your work or something. I don't know. It's gotta be a very real situation. Just like golf or work or something. You just can't get into these broader issues and talk about how you feel about equity and whatever it means for the world generally.
Yeah. Equity means fairness. You know, you could write about times where you had to make decisions about what was fair and what was not
fair. And it's not easy. Maybe if you recognize how it's not easy, like I could see people writing these things and just talking about how, oh, well, this happened and it was obvious I had to do this. No, it's really obvious. I think they're looking for an appreciation for how challenging some of these things can be.
As an example, I might write about golf here. I currently make the tee times for the golf club that I play in on our tournament days. I'm responsible for making the tee times. I'm like the new guy in the club. And they were like, I volunteered to help. And they were like, okay, new guy, you get the worst job, which is making the tee times. And the reason why that's the worst job is because like over half of the field will request an early tee time every time.
Yep.
And it's like a mathematical impossibility that everybody gets an early time. There are also some dudes in the club that are really slow or just bad to play with for whatever reasons. And so I end up with like this juggling act that I have to do every Friday afternoon where I've got, you know, 30 guys signed up for the tournament and I got to pair the right guys with the right guys. And I got to think about whether that's fair and whether that's not, I don't know. I think you could talk about a balancing act somehow. I mean, I do think you have to respond to the prompt.
You do.
Which brings me to this question. And the reason why I really, why I put this on the agenda was, should we still use the I am, I did, I do format? Struck me as a bad question, honestly. There's no such thing as a bad question, but that's a bad question. Isn't it?
Are you... Well, yeah. So what's your,
well, concern? You can't, it's not possible. They literally said for general applicants, the personal statement will be a series of short questions on the online application. And they have specific word limits for each one of those. So that idea that I had posted about how to write a personal statement, if you were totally stuck and had no idea what to do, that does not, that's not going to be appropriate here at all.
Which I agree with that. Obvious to me, yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah. No, using your format in that structure, yes. What I do think our applicants need to use, our applicants, our listeners, is the I did. The I did just really doesn't go away, right? It's so strong.
I did and I do both. Like just what action, you doing things. You did things or you do things. Those, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wouldn't try to follow that format. The format that I wrote about was for one essay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it looks like it does look like for Calgary, it looks like here, that's all one essay following three questions within a maximum of 500 words in total. And so there you might be able to just submit one essay and you might be able to use that format, but for UBC, they're going to ask you three separate questions with three separate boxes. And there, that would make no sense whatsoever to try to shoehorn in.
Tell us about format. Equity and diversity, or how equity and diversity have mattered in your life. I am a product designer. Like,
right,
maybe that's... to provide context, but I don't know. Are you then going to answer these questions or no?
You definitely have to answer the questions. Anyway, thanks, G, for writing in. I'm sorry for saying that you asked a bad question. I take it back. Your question is totally fine. For the Calgary application, it's maybe yes, but for the UBC, it's clearly no.
If you have questions for us, email daily@lsatdemon.com. We're always open for questions and any LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.